It is another stomach-churning day in financial markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped more than 1,000 points in the first 90 minutes of trading this morning. Investors are trying to assess the potential economic damage from the coronavirus outbreak. They're also weighing the likelihood of government action to address the challenge. We've got NPR's economics correspondent, Scott Horsley, in studio. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Rachel.
So give us the lowdown. What's happening in the market so far?
Well, the Dow Industrial Average is down a little over 1,000 points, about 4.33%. The broader S&P 500 index is also down about 4% today. So it's been another big sell-off morning on Wall Street.
I mean, but it hasn't been consistent, right? There's been such a sense of whiplash up and down. Monday, the Dow fell more than 2,000 points. Yesterday, it bounced partway back, regaining more than 1,100. Today, it's down again. There are such huge swings. And it's hard not to feel like the markets are playing with people's emotions, right?
Yeah, the general trend for the last 2.5 weeks has been down, but there have been days when someone sort of pulled the parachute cord and arrested the fall or even triggered a mini rebound. One of those came on Tuesday evening when President Trump went in front of the television cameras and said, look, the federal government is going to step in and we're going to have a significant rescue package to sort of prop up the economy in the face of this coronavirus outbreak. That led to kind of a rally on Wall Street yesterday. But now there seems to be some doubt that that package is going to come together anytime soon. And so investors are sort of back in the dumps today. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin was on Capitol Hill this morning, and he's urging lawmakers to act fast.
This isn't going to be the last time we do this. So we want to get something done quickly. But I can assure you, we're going to be back one, two, three, four. The hardworking people, small and medium-sized independent people that are directly impacted by this, okay, that's where we need to provide economic support.
The administration is proposing a payroll tax cut, but that's gotten a pretty chilly reception from congressional Democrats and some Republicans as well. They're also talking about some targeted relief for industries like airlines that have been hard hit. And then one idea which is popular with lawmakers is to provide help for people who don't have sick leave so they don't feel compelled to go to work even if they're under the weather and possibly spread the virus.
So there's been a growing number of coronavirus cases in this country, but actually the number of cases in China where the outbreak began, I mean, that crisis there seems to have abated. Can you explain what all this means? Not so much for the stock market per se, but for the real economy?
Things do seem to be getting better in China. Xi Jinping, the president, went to Hubei, the hard-hit province there, and so you can tell that Chinese officials feel as if they've got a handle on the epidemic, but factories there are still only working at about half capacity. Because of that delay, we're still seeing supply impacts here, components that are being delayed in getting here from China. That's affecting the supply side of the economy. And then on the demand side, yesterday we had Anthony Fauci, a public health official, saying we really need to adjust our lifestyles so people aren't going out as much, they're not spending as much, they're not going to events and not traveling. All of that takes a toll on the economy as well.
NPR's chief economic correspondent, Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.